The following is a recording for Andrew LaPlante from the Florida Atlantic University Board of Trustees on Tuesday, December 2nd, 2014 at 12:30 p.m. Central.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Hi, this is Mary Beth McDonald.
Well, hi, this is Butch Teske, and I'm in Tennessee. What are you doing?
Well, hello, Butch. How's the weather?
Rainy and cold.
Well, as you know, it's beautiful. You probably saw the weather report. It's beautiful here in Bureau.
what's the temperature?
Today it's really nice. It's about 72.
Oh, wonderful. Well, we're going to start heading back tomorrow. We'll be home Thursday.
Oh, okay. Well, you should have some good weather here when you come back. Well, you spent the Thanksgiving up there?
Yeah, well, actually, we spent it in South Carolina. We have a daughter in South Carolina, her twin sister in Tennessee. So I have a son in North Carolina. So we make the rounds.
That's good.
Well, how come you answered? Is that Andrew supposed to answer or what?
Lisa Metcalf.
Is everybody on?
Andrew is maybe the one person who is not on. This is Dave Keon, Trustee McDonald. Good afternoon.
Hi there.
Hey, Andrew is out today, so I'm going to pinch hit for him as best I can.
Okay.
So if this whole thing falls apart, it's on me.
We'll come find you.
Sitting Herb King.
So we are, we're just about to start. We're just waiting for a couple of other people.
All right.
Did I hear Trustee Kane on the line there?
Yes, he did.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
And Dr. Teske, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, David, and how are you, sir? How was your Thanksgiving?
It was very nice. Thank you very much. I wasn't a world traveler like you. We stayed home, but it was nice nonetheless.
Well, I like to pay the taxes and burn up the fuel in each state, so.
Sharing the wealth there, right? Sharing the wealth.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm so glad you guys are home today so you can make this call and not be on the road doing it like you would be tomorrow.
Yes, that's true.
Do we have any other trustees as we're waiting right now?
Dave, Bob Skilly's on the line.
Hey, good afternoon, trustee.
Good afternoon, Dave.
Tom Workman's here.
Good afternoon, Dave. Trustee Workman.
I recognize Anthony's laugh, I think.
All right, I think we're ready. Mr. Chairman?
Okay. Good afternoon. Thank you so much for taking time to be a part of this special conference call meeting. David, would you call the roll, please?
Yes, sir. Chairman Barber?
Here.
Vice Chairman Workman?
Here.
Trustee Kane?
Here.
Trustee Cepeda?
Here.
Trustee Fader? Trustee Feingold? Trustee McDonald?
Here.
Trustee Mowbray? Trustee Nyan?
Here.
Trustee Rubin? Trustee Stilley?
Here.
Trustee Tanner? Trustee Teske?
Here.
Mr. Chairman, you have a quorum.
Okay.
Hey, Abdul Mulberry's here. Sorry.
Okay.
Now you have an extra quorum.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Sorry we're a few minutes late. Hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving. We have a lot to be thankful for. David, have we had any requests for public comment?
No, sir.
Okay, thank you. This is obviously a really exciting meeting, and I want to thank President, Andy, Dennis, David, for all the work they did with others to pull this all together. And so I'm going to turn it over to President Kelly.
Dave Fader is on, by the way.
Thank you, Trustee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and let me thank all of you for taking time to attend this call. Today is one of those great days in the history of Florida Atlantic University. As we are celebrating our 50th year of existence, we are prepared today to ask you to name a facility to be built on the stadium that will represent the largest gift in the history of the university from an individual, a family that is well known to the university community. The Schmidt family intends to take a very generous gift of $16 million to help establish for us a facility that would be a combination of an academic and athletic center that is very focused on excellence in both subjects, both the academic side of the university as well as the athletic component of the university. It's a chance for this university to progress, as we've discussed many times, to the national stage in both athletics and in academics. It's also a chance for us to really work on something of high importance to the university, which is student success, giving every student the opportunity to pursue a degree and be successful in attaining that degree. So as you consider this opportunity for the university, please take into mind that this is the beginning, not the end, of our effort to ensure a growth of the athletic program and the academic program to the national stage. And I'll ask Athletic Director Pat Chun now to comment.
Thank you. Thank you, President Kelly. The complex, as Dr. Kelly stated, will feature an academic support center, an athletic strength and conditioning wellness center, sports medicine, football operations administration, an indoor practice facility, an athletics department administration center, and a place to house our history and tradition. The completion of this complex will give Florida Atlantic University state-of-the-art facilities to develop our student-athletes academically, athletically, and socially. The complex will impact all 21 sports and 500 student-athletes. The Academic Success Center will become the centerpiece of our athletics program. Ultimately, academic excellence and achievement are the hallmark of extraordinary athletic programs, and that is the charge we receive from Dr. Kelly, is to build an extraordinary athletic program. Upon completion, the facility package surrounding the Schmidt family complex, along with the football stadium, will be second to none in the state of Florida and will compete with schools nationally as well. One of the things we're really proud of and really excited about is the integration. This will allow us to even have greater partnerships with campus. We partner with these areas right now, but exercise science, College of Business, nursing, College of Medicine, College of Education, even School of Architecture, all these areas will be a part of this project and the planning. But really, as we enter the next era of integrated athletics on the college campus, we want to be a learning laboratory. We want to help these areas recruit to their respective colleges. We want to help build tomorrow's great athletic program, and we're all in belief that having a fully integrated athletics program is a key to that success. I don't know if there's anything else. Dennis,
would you like to comment on the foundation?
Thank you very much. I recall I said to you at the last board meeting this might be the last time I come before you, but I'm so proud to say, as the CEO of the FAU Foundation, with a great deal of pride, that we accept this gift, because this is a major game changer within the university structure. I just want to thank all of the individuals within the foundation office and the FAU staff that worked so hard on this, both in the president's office and in the athletic department, as well as in our attorney's office, because they all did yeoman's work to make this gift come to fruition. As you well know, we're requesting today to name this proposed collection of new facilities the Schmidt Family Complex for Academic and Athletic Excellence.
And this complex is expected to cost $40 to $50 million. All funds will come from fellow philanthropy, and this gift is the lead gift to drive and secure funding for all elements of this center. As you may see here in some of the backup, we've already received $1 million. We'll receive $5 million per year over the next 3 years, in January 31st of 2015, 2016, and 2017. Once again, on behalf of the FAU Foundation and its executive committee, we're excited about this gift and what this means for the university's future.
Thank you. So the action being requested today is naming the complex the Schmidt Family Complex for Academic and Athletic Excellence. At a board at a later meeting, the board will be asked to amend the capital improvement plan to include the complex. So we will be approving the plan, once it has been further developed. So can I have a motion to name the new facilities the Schmidt Family Complex for Academic and Athletic Excellence?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much. I think that our process is that at 3 o'clock we're going to have a press conference.
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock. We're going to have a press conference to announce this and then have a reception, which we were all invited to. So if there's nothing else, can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Seconded.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Meeting adjourned.
Thank you very
much. Thank you.
Appreciate
it.
Thank you. That was only your second trip.
Who's this here?